The reading is from Psalm 75, which you can find on page 588 of the Pew Bibles. That's Psalm 75. For the director of music, to the tune of Do Not Destroy, a psalm of Asaph, a song. We praise you, God. We praise you, for your name is near. People tell of your wonderful deeds. You say, I choose the appointed time. It is I who judge with equity. When the earth and all its people quake, it is I who hold its pillars firm. To the arrogant, I say, boast no more. And to the wicked, do not lift up your horns. Do not lift your horns against heaven. Do not speak so defiantly. No one from the east or the west or from the desert can exalt themselves. It is God who judges. He brings one down, he exalts another. In the hand of the Lord is a cup full of foaming wine mixed with spices. He pours it out, and all the wicked of the earth drink it down to its very dregs. As for me, I will declare this forever. I will sing praise to the God of Jacob, who says, I will cut off the horns of all the wicked, but the horns of the righteous shall be lifted up.
If you've been away and you've got back, if you're visiting today, I'm so glad you can be with us. I'm going to help us to look together. We're going to look together at Psalm 75. So if you've got that open, keep it open. And let's pray that God would help us as we look at his word. Let's pray. Lord, thank you that you are alive. You are the living God. And that you speak to us today through the Bible. And so we pray as we look at Psalm 75, that you would teach us by your Spirit. Give us understanding. Help us to know how to live in the light of what you say. For we ask in Jesus' name. Amen. Right. Praise God. Praise God, our psalm tells us to do today. It is a great thing for us to do. The Bible says that God is worthy of praise. It's great to praise him and to say thank you to him. The Bible tells us that God gives us all good things. So if we think about all the good things that we enjoy in our lives, we should praise God and thank him because he has given them to us. Now, it's summer and we get to enjoy all kinds of good things in the summer. So I wonder, just in your mind, what things you want to give thanks to God for. Actually, I'm going to just give you a moment to think about that. You might even just talk to the person sitting next to you if you want. What do you want to give thanks to God for? What has been great this summer? Okay, you've got 30 seconds. Go. Ten seconds. Three, two, one. Okay, so what do you want to praise God for? I'm going to come down the church. This isn't just for children, it's for everyone. So what do you want to praise God for? If you've got something, just wave a hand. Oh, what do you want to thank God for? Jonty?
Friends.
For friends. Yes, yes. Bethany, how about you?
Going to other
countries, going traveling, that's a wonderful thing. Oh, thank you, God, for that. Yeah, that's right. Anyone else? Yep. What do you want to say thank you for?
Holidays.
That's a wonderful thing, Amelia. What about Edward? Yes.
Our toys.
And toys. Your toys that we enjoy. That's for things that we enjoy playing with. Anyone else? Come on. Yes. Yeah. Oh, yes. Thank you, Rose.
Time with family.
Time with family. Yes. Sorry. Yeah. Oh. Sausages, yeah. Oh, I'm glad someone said it. Yeah, that's right. Yes, absolutely. Anyone else? Yeah, yeah. More things. What have you enjoyed this summer? Anyone? Toby, I'm going to ask you. What do you want?
Liverpool winning their first.
That's right. Back on form again. We even enjoy that, don't we? Yeah. Other things? Yes. What other things have we enjoyed?
What did we do?
What did you do on your holiday? Where did you go? On a canal boat. Oh, fantastic. Yeah, that's wonderful, isn't it? Oh, I've got that. Yes, thank you. I'm coming down here. Yes, what else have we enjoyed? Yes?
Holiday at the beach.
Holiday at the beach. Oh, beaches are wonderful, aren't they? Just made for playing. Yes, anyone else? Last chance, anyone? Other things? Anyone? Anyone? Yes, sir?
Ice cream.
That's right. There's so many things. I'm sure that when you go, you're going to think, oh, there was that as well. So many things. And let me tell you some of the things that I enjoyed this summer. I've got some for you to look at. So we were in another part of the country by the beach. That's down in Cornwall. It's one of our favourite places. Those are called the Bedruth and Steps. They're like, it's as though they're big giant steps, those big rocks out in the sea, down by the coast. So you walk along there. It's absolutely lovely. So really enjoyed walking down there. And then while we were there, enjoyed seeing one of these. Anyone know what that is? It's a bird. Yeah, anyone? Anyone kind of focus in maybe on... Who can tell us? Who can tell us? It's a cormorant. Yeah, this cormorant. And do you know what the cormorant's doing? What's the cormorant doing? He's just been fishing and he's... Yeah, yes, what's he doing now? Drying his wings. Rose had a great expression for it the other day. What was your expression?
What's he's
hanging his wings out to dry. That's what he's doing. And it's so exciting to see things like that. What else did we do? Oh, yeah, we enjoyed... So we also went in the sea. So we did a bit of this. Anyone do a bit of this summer? Bodyboarding. And so we had some really good waves for going into the sea. In fact, Sophie had a slightly too good a time because she actually managed to break the board. It was so good. But when we enjoy all of these good things, we just remember to praise God, to say thank you to God. And I'm going to do that right now. Should we just give thanks to God for some of those things? Let's pray. Father God, thank you that you give us so many good things. Thank you for all the things that we enjoy, for sausages and for time with friends and for holidays and for beaches and for toys and canal boats and birds and all of the wonderful things you give us. Thank you. And we want to praise you. Amen. Okay, so it's good to praise God. Well, our psalm today, Psalm 75, tells us to praise God, but it's got a different thing it tells us to praise God for. It is a psalm of praise. I just want to show you that. So see how it begins. We praise you, God. We praise you, for your name is near. People tell of your wonderful deeds. God is wonderful, and he shows us what he's like by what he does. And at the end of the psalm, it says, as for me, I'll declare this forever. I will sing praise to the God of Jacob. So it's all about praising God, this psalm. But what do we praise him for? Psalm 75 says, praise God, he is the judge. Praise God, he is the judge. You can see that in the psalm, in verse 2. God says, it is I who judge. In verse 7. It says, it is God who judges. So what does that mean? Well, in other words, we praise God that he is the judge. That means that God is the one who says, that is right, and he says, that is wrong, and he is angry at what is wrong. Okay, God says, that is right, that is wrong. He says, that is good, that is bad, and he is angry at what is wrong and what is bad. Now that's a bit of a different thing, isn't it, to praise God for? And maybe you think, oh, I'm not sure I like the sound of God saying that's wrong, or I don't like the sound of God being angry about that. But the Bible and Psalm 75 says it is good news. It is good news, and we should praise God for it. So we need to ask, don't we, what is it that God is angry about? What did he say is bad? And I'm going to show you what the psalm says. So in verses 4 and 5, this is what God says. To the arrogant, I say, boast no more. And to the wicked, do not lift up your horns. Do not lift up your horns against heaven. Do not speak so defiantly. Now, that's a slightly... strange expression, isn't it? Lifting up your horns. You think, well, what does that mean? People don't have horns, do they? So what is God talking about? Well, he's talking about when people speak and act like they're in charge, When people speak and act like they are number one in God's world, they speak and act like they decide what's right and what's wrong. They're people who lift themselves up. And so if you imagine an animal that's got horns, like sort of cattle, or here we've got a deer. So imagine a deer like that, raising its head, lifting up its horns. And you might have seen this on television, in documentaries, how these great animals kind of throw their heads in the air, lift up their horns, and it's their way of saying, I'm the number one around here. And that is what we're like so often, what people are like. We're boastful and arrogant. To lift up your horns is to stand up in God's world and say, I am in charge. Now, I need to tell you that the people, do you know, the very first people who heard this psalm, they knew all about that. Because they suffered at the hands of this person. That is a picture of King Nebuchadnezzar. You can see him. He actually almost looks like he's got horns there, doesn't he, with his crown there. At the time, King Nebuchadnezzar was the most powerful man in the world, and he conquered lots of nations and made their people suffer, including God's people. So King Nebuchadnezzar came with his army to Jerusalem, to the city of God's people, and he attacked the city and destroyed the city and the temple, and many people were killed, and others were dragged away to his land. They were dragged away to Babylon to live under his rule. And this psalm was written around that kind of time and said by people around that time, people who had really suffered because of others who were so boastful and arrogant. Just imagine what it was like being at that time when King Nebuchadnezzar had come and conquered your land and taken you away. How terrible it was for them. But they remembered this good news. They remembered that God saw everything that happened to them. They knew that God was the real king who is in charge. They knew that when God saw things like boasting and telling lies and selfishness and arrogance, that God says that's wrong. He hates those things. And they make him angry. And that's good news, isn't it? Isn't it good news that God hates wrong? Isn't it? Wouldn't it be terrible if God saw terrible things and wrong things and God just shrugged his shoulders and said, oh, I don't care? Wouldn't it be terrible if God just ignored those things? No, God cares, and it rightly makes him angry. And Psalm 75 says, he will act, he will judge, he will judge. Just see how it describes that. It uses a particular picture. It says, in the hand of the Lord is a cup full of foaming wine mixed with spices. He pours it out, and all the wicked of the earth drink it down to its very dregs. You've got to picture a cup, a bit like this, a special cup. Can you see that? It's like a special cup or a goblet. That imagine a king might have something very special like that. Filled with a drink, but this drink is a very serious drink. The drink in here is God's anger, his anger with all that is wrong and all the ways that people ignore him and mistreat other people. And God gives that cup to those who turn away from him and ignore him, those he's angry with. He gives that cup of his anger and they drink it down to the last drop. God will judge. God will judge. And that is good news. It's good news that God does not ignore things that are wrong and bad and evil. Praise God. Oh, sorry, there you are. So I meant to give you a picture. There. So their cup is God's anger against sin in that way. So we praise God that he is the judge. That's the first thing we're going to learn today. That's good news, but we do need to think about that a bit more, don't we? Because doesn't the Bible say actually all of us ignore God and all of us are his enemies, or we act like we're his enemies? Well, we're going to think about that a bit more in a moment. And we're going to sing a song that tells us all about that as well. So with the music, we'll stand and we'll sing, and then we'll think some more. God, but for a different reason, maybe from that we normally think of. Praise God that he judges. Praise God that he judges. Remember, he's the God who says that is right and that is wrong, and he is angry with what is wrong. But, like I said just now, doesn't that cause us a problem? If you just remember, what is it that makes him angry? Remember verse 4 and the lifting up the horns and boasting and arrogance? And, well, aren't those things that we do as well, if we're honest? Think about boasting, telling lies. Do you ever do that? Or being selfish? Do you ever do that? Or being arrogant, acting like you're in charge and everyone should do everything around you? We all do those things. And God hates those things. So what are we going to do about that? This is the problem of our sin, isn't it? This is what the Bible calls sin. Many of you will know that over the years, we have a way of remembering what sin means. Sin is one of those words. You need to kind of know what it's really talking about, because people use it in different ways. And one of the ways we use is by saying that the word sin, S-I-N, could spell shove off God, I'm in charge, no to your rule. And the Bible says we're all like that. We all do that, don't we? When we sin, what are we saying to God? We're saying, no, shove off, God. I'm in charge. I decide what I do. No to your rule. And we all do it. We all do it. Every time we sin, we're being boastful and arrogant. And God says it is wrong and it makes him angry. So the question is there any way that we can escape God's anger, his right anger against our sin? Is there any way that we can be safe? And the Bible says wonderfully, yes, there is. Yes, there is. As it takes us to the New Testament, God hates our sin. But when we go to the New Testament, when we look to Jesus, what do we see? I'm going to read these words. These are words said by Jesus. He's with his disciples. He's in a garden just before he goes to the cross. Jesus is very distressed and he is praying, and he's praying about what he will face on the cross. This is what Jesus says. He says, Father, if you're willing, take this cup from me, yet not my will, but yours be done. You see, what Jesus is saying, Jesus knows that when he dies on the cross, he will drink the cup of God's anger against our sin. Jesus knows how hard that will be, but then he prays and he says, no, God, that's your will. I will do it. And how amazing that is, isn't it? When we think about what was happening on the cross, we all deserve to drink that cup, to face God's anger. But Jesus, on the cross, when he dies on the cross, he takes the cup of God's anger and he drinks it, every last drop. He does that so that we never have to if we trust in him. Isn't that amazing? Isn't that wonderful? Jesus turns God's anger away. He takes it instead of us, which means that God will never, if we're trusting in Jesus, God will never be angry at our sin, never ever, and we will only know his smile and his welcome as his children. So we've got a new reason to praise God, haven't we? We praise God that, well, he's the judge, he's the God who doesn't ignore what is wrong, that those things make him angry, he's going to put all things right one day. But we praise God for Jesus, don't we? Jesus drank the cup for us. And that means if we are trusting Jesus, God will lift us up. He'll lift us up to be his friends and to be with him forever. That's a great reason to praise God, isn't it? Let's pray now and let me lead us. Lord, sometimes the Bible tells us things that are hard to understand. We don't naturally think about ourselves. But we thank you for what your word has told us today, that you are just, that you hate sin, that you're the God who doesn't ignore it, that you will judge. But we thank you too that you are the God who came to rescue us, that Jesus drank the cup for us so that we can be your friends. So we praise you in Jesus' name. Amen.